What is going on with the research and promotion program at Cotton Incorporated from the standpoint of some of the major objectives of our program? And when the slide comes up there, you'll probably see what some of those are. I'll go through them, though. Our program is geared to five major objectives. Number one is we want to have a strong consumer reach for cotton. Number two, we want to do whatever we can to improve producer profitability. There we go. Number three, we want to develop new products and processes that ultimately will benefit cotton. We want to differentiate U.S. cotton whenever possible to give us a consumer marketing advantage. And last but not least, maintain a global presence throughout the world in terms of being a voice for cotton. Before I talk about specifically what we're doing in each one of those areas, I want to give you just a brief report on sort of a cotton status in the U.S. market. In just a couple of slides, Dr. Gary Adams is going to talk about these things in far more detail. But just give you a snapshot from three standpoints: the volume of consumer demand, at least in terms of cotton, our competitiveness with synthetic fibers, and what are consumers thinking about cotton. We all recognize that this has been a very bad year as far as the volume of cotton. You've heard about this in remarks in the past, in the last year. The economy has been very weak, and consumer demand overall will be down about 5% in terms of per capita consumption. So in volume terms, this was obviously a very difficult year for cotton, not only in the United States, but worldwide. Relative to other fibers, one of the ways we measure our performance is to look at cotton share of the imported products that come into the U.S. That's a good proxy for the consumer market, and that's held up pretty steadily at about close to 60%. So from a competitive standpoint, cotton is doing pretty well vis-a-vis the synthetic fibers, despite all the hype and despite all the competition in certain selected categories. One of the positive developments on this was the fact that we're seeing a closing of the gap between cotton share in women's wear, which has been traditionally much lower than in men's wear. That has been increasing relative to men's wear. And that's one of the areas that Cotton Incorporated has spent a lot of time and effort in its promotion campaigns in the last decade, is in addressing young women. So that's, again, a positive development. Now, in terms of consumer attitudes, a very positive development in 2008 was the fact that for the first time we've seen a big jump in the following. We asked consumers through our lifestyle monitor, true or false, better quality clothing made with natural fibers such as cotton. We saw a little bit of an uptick in 2007 after sort of a steady decline with the increased competition from synthetic fibers, but in 2008 we actually saw a fairly substantial increase, in fact the largest that we've had since we've been doing the study. So from an attitudinal standpoint, consumers continue to be favorably disposed to cotton, and in 2008 that looks like it actually increased. Percent of consumers who say cotton and cotton blends are best suited for today's fashions, that remains very high. It showed a little bit of an increase 2 years ago, and that's been maintained in 2008. So again, from an attitudinal standpoint, I think we're in pretty good shape. Once the economy begins to recover, we'll begin to see some effects from these changing attitudes. As you know, we've spent a lot of time and effort in the area of sustainability, getting a message out not only to the industry about the positives that have taken place with cotton in terms of improving its environmental footprint, but also getting a message out to consumers. We started a survey back in March 2006, and we asked consumers, is cotton safe? What fibers are safest for the environment? We look at this in terms of top two box. The highest two box is considered to be a positive response. In March 2006, 53% of consumers said that cotton would have scored in the top two box there. December 2006 has risen to 66%. And the last time we did the survey in January 2008, that number has increased to 68%. So in the minds of consumers, cotton is a good fiber for the environment, and as this becomes a more important issue going forward, this will serve cotton well. We began to test other fibers in this survey as well, and I don't know if you can read the figures, but in 2006 we introduced In 2006, we had polyester, wool, lycra, nylon. Cotton was 8 percentage points higher than its nearest competitor, wool. And if you look at those same three fibers, cotton, polyester, wool, by 2008, that gap had increased to 18%. So we had an 18 percentage point increase over the next closest natural fiber. In 2008, we actually added some of the other fibers. You can see there, tencel, bamboo, soy, rayon, silk fibers, but cotton is still the largest despite the introduction of these other exotic fibers. So if I were going to give you a status report, an overall summary of where we are in the market from a volume standpoint, 2008 was definitely a downer because of the economy. Competitiveness with other fibers, we're holding our own there. In consumer attitudes towards cotton, that was definitely a plus in 2008. Now let's talk about some of the activities of Cotton Incorporated relative to the major objectives I listed before. In terms of consumer reach, one of our key goals is to make sure that we have a strong message reaching the consumer. And we have four basic strategies in 2008. We want to tell consumers that cotton is a natural, environmentally friendly fiber. We want to reinforce the message that cotton can be beyond basics, that cotton can be fashionable. Cotton has properties of easy care, such as less need to dry clean. And number four, cotton is a better choice than the, quote, mystery fabrics, which is our way of saying synthetics. The world has changed, and the way we advertise is different today versus 5 years ago. And 5 years ago in 2003, about 71% of our budget, media budget, went into television. That's still the most important vehicle for us to get the message out, but that is now only 61% of our total ad spend. Consumer print has increased relative to the past, as well as the internet, which was virtually zero in 2003 as far as our efforts. Today, that represents 7% of our overall spend. If I were to give you a status summary of some of the major areas, in television, we aired 3,400 commercials in 2008. We reached 75% of women age 18 to 34, an average of 12.3 times. In consumer print, we ran 71 different ads, reaching 85% of women 18 to 34, an average of 9 times. And as you can see, the internet, we have something like 7 to 8 different internet sites, and we track responses and hits on those, and they generally speaking exceeded millions in 2008. One of our strategies in television is to begin to link cotton advertising with areas that have a fashion element, such as MTV's The Hills. This was a program that has 1.4 million viewers per episode. And the goal is to further associate cotton with fashionable clothing among young women age 18 to 34. There you can see an outtake of some of the promotion pieces where you see the seal of cotton prominently featured during the fashion part of the show. Another element that we used was in television, a program on the Learning Channel called What Not to Wear. I don't know how many of you have seen this, but it's ran this throughout the year. And one of the key episodes that we looked at was an episode in which these fashion consultants really work with this fashion-challenged young woman, and they each actually used the term mystery fabric. They were trying to get her out of the mystery fabrics and into more fashionable cotton clothing. Not only was this a hit in terms of its single episode, but this particular episode was re-aired 8 times, each episode about 450,000 viewers. Beginning of 2008, we launched a green marketing program where we were actually doing television advertising, not geared to women, but giving to adults aged 25 to 54. As the year progressed, we began to evolve this message in taking it out of television into consumer print, where we combined the environmental message along with a fashion message. And we made these ads look like hang tags, and they were run throughout the consumer print magazines throughout 2008. Now, how do we do in terms of advertising? One of the things we introduced in 2008 was analytics that allowed us to compare how cotton advertising is doing compared with industry benchmarks. And we can measure that on the major areas of advertising, such as consumers' general recall of your ad, whether they recall the brand, whether they recall the message, or whether they like the ad. And all these major categories stacked up against the industry benchmarks, industry norms, we are way above. And for example, in general recall, about an index of 120. So a 100 would mean you're doing what the industry would expect you to. We're about 20% above that, 77% ahead in terms of brand recall, 90% ahead in terms of message recall, and our likability scores were about double the industry norm. I mentioned that environmental advertising and getting the message out on sustainability is very important. We use websites to do that as well, and we introduced Do You Know Green marketing program, which is a kind of a quiz show, a tongue-in-cheek quiz show, trying to educate consumers about key environmental questions, including some of the things that are happening with cotton. This was a big success. It's not something that costs a whole lot of money, and our analytics show us that whereas traditionally on an internet site like this, you'd get 1 to 2% completion rate on a survey of this length. Ours was over 10%. So this was a quote from Google Analytics, who said the Do You Know Green program was hitting it out of the park. So this is something we're very excited about, and a non-traditional way of getting our message across to consumers. We're involved in advertising as well through our strategic alliances group, where we're working with malls throughout the country. This is a schematic showing you where we were in 2008, various mall groups covering, I think, all 50 states. And one of the strategies of this past year was to get our sort of green message out there, including the green seal of cotton, which with the word natural underneath it. And this is a picture of a typical mall. We would have banners showing cotton, a natural part of everyday life, with the green cotton seal and the word natural underneath. We pretty much decorated a lot of these malls. We just really hit them hard with the cotton message and cotton being green. I think this is a very important piece of our overall communication piece to the consumer. Now, I'm not going to spend much time on the rest, because particularly on producer profitability, because you're going to hear a lot of that over the course of the next couple of days. Just to say that ag research is a key part of this. Throughout 2008, we ran sponsored about 400 total projects, including 189 in the CORE program, about 214 in state support. Some of the key deliverables in 2009, which we'll talk about later, will be the natural resource survey, glyphosate resistance analytics, cottonseed marketing. 2008, we were also involved in developing an energy footprint for cotton, fiber quality workshops, among others. And you'll be, again, many of the papers that are presented at the Beltwide are tied to Cotton Incorporated research, either through the CORE program or through state support. It's always important to develop new products and processes for cotton. We, in 2008, had a number of key initiatives shown on the left, from denim to performance apparel to issues related to the environment, socks, and our non-traditional markets. And there on the right, you see the number of projects, 11 in denim alone, 23 in performance apparel. And just to give you an example of what we're trying to do, we're developing timelines. And 2008, 2009 were the time at which we were beginning to see product actually enter in the marketplace. Actually, 2009, 2010 will be even stronger. But as an example, our Storm Denim product, which I've been talking about for a couple of years, introduced by Mark's Workwear in Canada, is launching product. And you see 2009, there'll be a launch in multiple product categories. And our early indication this year, or 2008, was that the product was actually moving very rapidly through the store shelves, and they're very happy with the early results. Ultimately, this is going to get adopted in the U.S. in a large way as well, and we're working with a lot of companies on this. Just to show you what the products look like, you see it has the word Storm Denim on it, and this, again, is making its way initially into Canada, and hopefully in 2009 and 10 we'll begin to see these products, along with things in performance apparel, introduced here in the United States as well. I don't have time to go through all of the some of the major programs that we have. Differentiating U.S. cotton is an important part of our work at Cotton Incorporated, and one of the ways we can do that is through our work with CCI. CCI is charged with promoting U.S. cotton internationally. Cotton Incorporated is a large contributor to CCI, and we work very closely on a number of different projects. I think there was, for example, we were co-participators in 31 conferences or seminars or events in 2008, 41 trip reports with the CCI staff, 26 trade events, 19 trade teams. So many of our efforts are very interrelated, but we see this as a major way of getting at that objective of differentiating U.S. cotton whenever possible. EFS program is another way of differentiating U.S. cotton. We continue to increase the licensees of EFS internationally. I think today we're up around 50. It takes a lot of manpower to continue to get that program in place. It takes, for example, in 2008, we made 1,700 calls, 780-some-odd emails. We have conferences in the U.S. as well as China, site visits over 50, and today we've licensed the largest mill in the world, Wei Chow, as being an EFS licensee. Well, something we're very, I think is very important for our overall effort in sustainability is the Natural Resource Survey. And I'm going to like to take a minute just to say thank you to all the producers out there who helped us and participated in this survey. We had over 1,300 cotton growers participating in the Natural Resource Survey, representing 16% of total cotton acres and about 1.7 million acres of rotational crops. This augments the public data that are out there in terms of issues related to sustainability. And I think compared to the other crops today, that we have a stronger database for cotton than any of the other major crops. And we're going to be using this information to help tell the story that U.S. cotton is the most sustainable cotton and to actually compare where we are today versus where we were 5 and 10 years ago. I know our work in the Field of Market group, which was formerly called Keystone, has shown that we have U.S. cotton has actually reduced its environmental footprint quite a bit in the last 10 years. We're actually having a press conference on the field, the Natural Resource Survey tomorrow, and you'll be seeing more about the results as that information makes its way out into the marketplace. Last but not least, global presence. I believe it's very important for Cotton Incorporated, CCI, to be a voice for cotton throughout the world. And having that global presence, we can do that in a number of ways. We do it through trade shows, trade advertising, the joint activities with CCI, all the account meetings that take place throughout the world, the publications and technical bulletins that we have, and our importer support program, which helps us educate people in the industry about textile processing and particularly about cotton, as well as working with students throughout the U.S. One of the exciting developments in 2008 was the opening of our Hong Kong office. This provides us even a stronger Asian presence, and working through our Shanghai office and our Hong Kong office, that allows us more flexibility, actually more impact in the region. And that has been a tremendous success. And in 2009, we're hosting a global sustainability summit in Hong Kong, and that's going to be a key part of our overall sustainability effort next year. Showing you some outtakes from trade shows. This is Shanghai Intertextile. I don't know if the joint logos show up that well on this slide, but this is a way of getting information out to the industry, such as if you see the far right, this was information about our TransDry product, which is a key development in terms of our efforts to combat synthetics in the performance apparel area. And of course, global account meetings. I think we have something like 500 meetings a year. And one of the things that has changed dramatically today versus where it was 10 years ago is if you look at mapping where those meetings take place. Only about 35% of those meetings today take place in the U.S., and those are largely with major brands and retailers, but mills as well. But today, two-thirds of our efforts in terms of account meetings are outside the borders of the U.S., because that's where the markets are, and particularly that's where the markets will be headed. So even though 2008 obviously was a very difficult year on a number of fronts, from the overall demand for cotton because of the economy or just the pricing and the financial market situation, rest assured that the Cotton Research and Promotion Program is doing what we can to help lay the foundation for a strong recovery in terms of consumer demand, not only here in the U.S., but worldwide. And I want to also thank all of you for your participation and your support in Cotton Incorporated. And we value that, and we look for better days ahead. So again, Larry, I want to thank you and the National Cotton Council for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning. Thank you.